You know, my doctor recently looked me in the eyes and said, Ron, as your doctor, I'm telling you, you should not be eating red meat. I said, oh, well, let me tell you something. I spoke to a cow, and the cow told me I shouldn't be seeing a doctor.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
And the cow tells me I shouldn't be seeing a doctor.
Whatever.
All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show, oddly enough.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program, Julie. How are you? How are you, everybody? Don't respond. I can't hear you. You know that. I'm not Alexa. I wish I was, but I'm not. Alexa, I can't understand you. Alexa, what's the weather going to be like today in Albuquerque, New Mexico? I'm sorry, you're an idiot. I don't know. Alexa, is it going to rain today? I don't know. Figure it out yourself. Alexa, in what year was Burt Reynolds born? How the hell should I know? I don't know. Who cares? Alexa, what was the name of the first president of the United States? If you don't know that, you're stupid. That's the kind of Alexa I want. A wise, cracking, talk-back-in-your-face, bitchy Alexa. I think I'll invent that. No matter what you ask Alexa, she'll just put you down, man. She'll, you're an idiot. Why are you asking me that? I don't know. What do you think I am? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Actually, our show is heard on the Alexa app, oddly enough. Hey, Alexa, play the Ron Van Dam Show on the Podbean Network. Why? Why would you want to hear that? What's the matter with you? What are you, glutton for punishment? What are you, stupid? What, you got nothing better to do than listen to that crap all day? That's the kind of Alexa I want. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? I do this every single weekday without fail, unless I'm just too tired. But otherwise, I do it. Oh, I do it. Oh, yeah, this is my job now. This is what I do for a living.
Are you serious?
Shut up, Alexa. Today on the program, we have two interesting interviews, a little bit of an extended show today for you. We're going to speak to one of the head organizers of the Geek Squad. You know what the Geek Squad is. Those are those people that dress in white shirts, black ties, and they wear glasses, and they're geeks. But they know everything. They're like the Alexas of the technical world. We're going to speak to the Geek Squad, the head geek, as a matter of fact, who is actually a very nice female. I mean, I don't know why I find that amazing, but it's true. And then we're also going to talk about floor finishers. Ron, Ron, what are you talking about? I never realized this, but a lot of the stuff that you use in your house is toxic. Not that it'll kill you if you drink it, obviously, but the fumes that some of our household chemicals actually give off can be quite incredibly harmful, and you may not even realize it, and it could harm you further down the road. So we're going to talk about that aspect of what, you know, the things you're breathing in your house that you probably don't even realize. Wow. That's almost like a public service thing that I'm doing now. That's almost like if I were arrested for some horrible action that I would be doing some type of community service. This is exactly what I would do. I don't know what that meant either. I really, really don't. Anyway, that's what's on the program today. Excuse me for not talking about you. I've just been talking about myself for the first few minutes here, and that's awfully rude. I apologize. I haven't asked anything about you whatsoever. So how are you? Good. How are you feeling? Yeah, me too. I get it. How's everything? You doing well? Yeah, I know you just answered that question. Can I get you anything? Well, I can't do that. Are you serious? You know I can't do that. Stop kidding me. All right, that's enough talking to you, because now you're being sarcastic. And I'm sarcastic. You can't also be sarcastic. That would be way too much sarcasm in one room. So I'll do the sarcastic stuff. Here's an idea. I'll be sarcastic, grumpy man, and you be the person who just listens to it and doesn't say anything. How about that idea?
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I know. If only. It doesn't work like that, but if only it did, it would be wonderful. People could just be quiet. If the President of the United States could just shut the hell up. Just be quiet. You know, if your friends would just shut up for a little while, stop complaining about your lives to me, that would be wonderful. If people could just stop saying stupid things that are ignorant, not thought out, that would be wonderful. If you could just turn to a baby, an infant on an airplane and say, "Can you just shut the hell up?" Or say that to the parent. Shut your baby up. That'd be wonderful. But you know, you can't do any of that stuff at all. You just can't. I don't know why not. Now, if you asked me to shut up, I would. I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to. When I'm not doing this fakakta radio show, I basically always shut up. I'm not Mr. Flowing Conversation. I used to get invited to all these cocktail parties and things because everybody thought from my radio programs through the decades, can't even say decades, because it scares me that I've been doing it that long. I would be invited to parties. Oh, Ron's coming. Oh, it's going to be fun. And then I'd show up and they go, "Hi, Ron." I go, "Hi." And I'd stand in the corner and, you know, have a drink or maybe a piece of cheese, and that's the guy you're talking about being so lively and so funny and so entertaining. He's standing in the corner with a glass of alcohol and a piece of cheese. This is entertainment to you? But that's what happens, you see. So I shut up. I shut up all the time. The more I drink, the quieter I get. It's opposite. Opposite, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, how did you get me to talk about that? What, are you trying to manipulate me now? I think you are. All right, let's get this show on the road, shall we? Let's get this going.
You're listening to The Big Show with Sean Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Sure, I like a good burger. But for me, sometimes the best part of the burger gets left on the grill. That's why I'm headed to Burger Guy to try their new Big Gristle Deluxe. A full half pound of hand-scraped grill-hardened gristle, machine-pressed into a greasy patty, and smothered with Burger Guy's signature something like cheese sauce. And for a limited time, it's just $5.99 with a metric ton of fries and keg of soda. Sound good? Yeah, no kidding, huh? Hey, I'll see you at Burger Guy.
For a limited time only at participating Burger Guy restaurants. Please consult with your physician before ingesting reconstituted meat byproducts such as gristle. Burger Guy's something like cheese sauce has not been entirely approved for human consumption by the FDA.
Think I'm crazy? That's from a group called The Cars, which goes back a few decades. I always find it entertaining, the names of these musical groups. The names have absolutely nothing to do with anything. That group was called The Cars. And I just, are you just like thumbing through the dictionary and looking at nouns? And figuring, what kind of board meeting was that? We have a great group, guys. We got some great music going on. Now all we need is a name for the group. Any ideas? How about the trucks? What? Why? No reason. How about the doorknobs? Think it's been taken. How about pizza? Just plain pizza. No. How about noodles. How about noodles? That's too general. All right, how about ziti? No, I don't like that. That's like an Italian group. I don't like that. The donuts? The shiksas? The cars? Hey, the cars. That makes no sense. Let's use that. Okay, we're the cars now. Maybe later on we can be the bicycles. Okay, that's a good idea. Good idea, Joe. I don't understand it. I don't know where they get the names of some of these, because this just makes no sense whatsoever. It's almost laughable. I actually laugh at it because I think it's that funny. I'm watching TV yesterday. Ron, you watch TV every day, don't you? Yeah, I kind of do. I'm watching TV. And the weather report comes on. Have you realized, do you actually observe the fact that meteorologists, quote-unquote, or weathermen or weather ladies or weather people, they actually now can't make mistakes anymore. They use terminology where they are apparently never wrong. Weather people used to say, meteorologists used to say, it's going to snow tomorrow. And then if it didn't snow, that would be a big problem for their credibility. So they don't say that anymore. Now they say there's a possibility of snow tomorrow. And if it looks like it's for sure, then there's a very good possibility. Now we're getting into percentages. Instead of saying there's snow tomorrow, there's a 60% chance of snow. Here's what I'm starting to realize, that weather people, in order to cover their ass, are using the term 50% now. There's a 50% chance of rain tomorrow. That way, if it doesn't rain, they were right. That way, if it does rain, they were right. You can't be wrong with 50%. It's a 50-50 chance. If it doesn't, I'm still right. If it does, I'm right. I'm going to use that for everything. Ron, are you sure about that? 50%? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You bet. You bet. I'm that sure. If I was really sure, I'd be 51%. That would be still, I'd be okay. I'd still, if I were wrong, I'd still be in there. I'm going to do that. Anyway, we got some great interviews today, some great people. I'm going to talk to the head of the Geek Squad, the head geek. That's affiliated with Best Buy, I believe. I believe that's who they're affiliated with. And they're these technical experts. Geeks, originally, when they came out, were made fun of. They were chastised. They were like lepers, you know? Like, oh, there's a geek. Hey, pull his underpants up. Give him a wedgie. Geek. Stupid geek. Bet you never had sex before, geek. It used to be horrible. Now, geeks are extremely cool because everything is technologically connected. Everything. If we all have computers, we have desktops and smartphones and laptops and hicktops and tablets and all this kind of stuff. We don't know what the hell we're doing. We don't know. If they don't turn on or something happens when they are on, we don't know what to do. We call a geek. We say, can you come over, Bert, and fix my computer? I don't know anything about it. All of a sudden, the geeks have become extremely important. Now they're gold. Their worth has gone up greatly. And geeks are now actually sexually in favor. Did you know that? Oh, yes. Female geeks? Oh, hot. That's hot. Used to be a time when I went to school where if you wore glasses, they called you four eyes. I don't know why four eyes, but, you know, I guess your eyes and then a pair of glasses had two eyes. I don't know, stupid thing. But there's a, hey, can you see how many fingers I have up? Hey, it's the middle one. Hey, right over here, scumbaggio. You know, people with glasses were made now. Sexy, man. You wear glasses. You look smart and sexy. What a turn on that is. And guy geeks, they're so innocent, they're harmless. That makes them very sexually safe and attractive. Now you want them. Now you want to conquer a geek. It's almost like converting a homosexual. That's a stupid, stupid thing to say that I just said. I was trying to make a point, but it didn't work out. Geeks are very high in demand. They make more money than you do. You used to make fun of these people. Now they're financially superior to you. Now you need them. And a geek could say, I'm not helping you. All those decades of poking fun at me and calling me a geek, now I'm going to own that name. And geek is going to be something that you desire. I'll turn it all around on you, babe. And that's what they did. They took those popular hunky football players who were getting all the girls. And now the hunky football players have had like 20 knee operations and they couldn't get it up if they tried. But the geeks are doing well. The geeks are gainfully employed. They have a lot of money. They own the largest companies in the world. They have the most money in the world. They are zillionaires. Turned it around on you, fool. Interesting, huh? Not as much as you thought? Okay, me either. All right, let's talk about the geeks, though, and actually talk to the head geek. Yeah, there is. Did you know there was a head geek? When you have a group of people, you have to have somebody that's in charge of them. Otherwise, they run amok and they rape and pillage, and you don't want that. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Andrea Wright is the geek in chief with the Geek Squad. We all know who they are. And thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. We're really excited about our top tech list.
Yes, this is a top tech list. It kind of helps us shop, but it also keeps us informed as to what's in and what's hot. Did I say that properly?
You sure did.
Thank you very much. I'm not great on the lingo, but I thought in and hot was pretty good. Okay. We're calling this Deck the Halls with Data. That's cute. All right. Let's make believe I don't know anything, and tell me what would be like really on top of the list these days.
You know, we have a lot of great products on the top tech list. Some things that I'm really excited about are the Google Home Mini. It's a personal assistant device that people can use to keep track of their day, ask it questions. I love to ask mine where my phone went so that it can call it for me. We've got a Sphero RTD2 robot, which is a lot of fun to play with, and things like the iRobot Roomba to vacuum your house for you.
Oh, okay. Do they actually, it does the whole house? I've heard about this thing, and it actually, and what happens when it's finished doing the house? Does it ever stop?
So what it will do, it learns the perimeters of your walls and your house, then it will go back to its charging station to charge itself.
Oh.
And about once a week or so, you need to empty the filter, but other than that, it's pretty much set it and forget about it.
Wow. Do pets bark at it, or it's cool?
You know, my dog barks at every vacuum she's ever met, but she does not
true.
Get bothered by the Roomba robot,
that's
so it's
that's
pretty quiet and peaceful. Yeah,
my dog, like, actually leaves the room and hides. it's kind of crazy. All right, so that's kind of high-tech stuff, but what do I do, like, when I want to get into the high-tech stuff? Do I set a budget for myself? How does this work?
You know, we've got things on the top tech list that are all over the spectrum in terms of pricing and cost. There are things that are incredibly affordable, all the way up to a 75-inch TV. It's UHD, 4K. So it really just depends on what you're looking for and who you're shopping for.
Wow, that's like a movie screen.
It's pretty awesome. You can see all the detail of every movie or sports game that you're watching with that TV.
Wow. Are screens getting bigger or smaller? In one sense, like, the technology is like cooked into like the size of a wristwatch. In another sense, you just talked about a 75-inch TV.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on what you're looking for. I am wearing right now a Fitbit that has a screen on it that's about an inch big, and it's giving me all kinds of data and information. And you're right, you can get up to, you know, even 85-inch TVs that are really massive and will show you everything you're looking for.
I think when you're 70 years old, that little wristwatch thing isn't going to work for you anymore.
You know, they have a nice big display, and it's bright. Like, I think
really?
You'll be all right, even if you're 70 years old.
Yeah, okay. Well, by then, you know, probably the technology will be even greater. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the hottest moving item in the stores these days?
We have things all over the spectrum. Something I'm really excited about this holiday season is the Nintendo Switch. It's a really fun gaming system that people can play together. You can separate controllers, take it on the go with you. So it acts as sort of both a gaming system that you'd play in your house, but then also something that's portable and you can take with you when you're on the road or traveling to family this holiday season.
That's nice. Now, what if you're like, you know, you're a shopper and you're a male and you're getting something for a female, or a female getting something for a male? I mean, does it differ, or is everything kind of like uni interest these days?
You know, we did some really great surveys of our customers to see what people are interested in. One thing that we found is a lot of women are really interested in the new iPhone 8 smartphones this season. Are big for women. Men are looking for video games, things like the Star Wars Jedi Challenges. It's a virtual reality game that they can experience what it's like to be a Jedi, which there's no man in my life that isn't excited about that experience.
Wow. I would like a virtual reality game that virtually makes you happy and relaxed. That would be wonderful.
But, you know, I bet that exists.
It probably does. Probably doesn't work, but probably does exist. Now, what about for, I alluded to somebody who's 70 years old, but what if you do have like a grandparent or a senior, because they're like not always technologically advanced or really even care or are interested in. What would you get someone like that if you still wanted to get them a tech type of gift?
You know, I would think about their interests and things that they're excited about or things that they're doing. So maybe the person in your life is a traveler and needs to keep track of their home while they're gone. Something like a Ring doorbell would be really fun for them. They'd be able to see kind of who's coming and going at their house even when they're not home.
Yeah.
So that'd be a really great device, super easy to set up. Yeah. The Geek Squad agents can come to the home and help them with that as well. Or something like the... some new headphones for travel is another great thing. We've got the Studio 3 wireless Beats, super comfortable and great sound.
Yeah. Let me, I do the Geek Squad thing, and they started doing something, and maybe I'm just aware of it now, but everybody needs a security thing for their computer at home, right? You got to have internet security. You got, and there's various brands and such. But I was just, now I'm being informed by the Geek Squad that they're renewing every year, and I don't have to know when it's running out. I'm just kind of sit back and I'm taken care of security-wise on the internet. That's kind of new to me, but I like that.
It's a really great service. Having your internet security software auto-renew for you so you don't have to think about it is a really great thing. We've found over the years that people would forget to renew it, their software would be out of date, and all of a sudden their computer's infected when they thought they were protected. So being able to auto-renew is a huge deal for our customers and clients.
That's one of the best things. Also, when I go to a Geek Squad location, I really feel like they know what I'm talking. They know what I'm talking about, and I don't. It's kind of one of. It's like doing surgery on yourself. You know, don't have a surgeon take care of you. Don't. I feel that way about the Geek Squad. These people know a lot more than I do. Let them talk to them.
Yeah, we're happy to be the experts for you. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. Bring it to us. We'll make sure that everything's running properly and get you set to go.
It's pretty cool. You also save a lot of money on uniforms. It's just white shirts and black ties pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're incredibly stylish.
They are stylish. More stylish than most people, actually, come to think of it. All right. Where do I get more information? For example, like, what, you know, let's say I have kids and I know what I technologically like, but I don't know what that, like an age group of 7 or 8, what they would like. How do I find that out?
You know, what you could do is go to BestBuy.com and search top tech list. Mm-hmm. You'd be able to see the full list of 30 items. It's got kind of the heavy hitters for this holiday season.
Yes.
You can also go into any Best Buy store, and one of our Blue Shirts or Geek Squad agents will be more than happy to help you figure out the exact right gift for the person that's on your list.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. I mean, that's pretty cool. Geeks are, like, cool these days, you know.
We've been cool forever. People just didn't know.
All right. Yeah, I gave you a compliment, and you didn't take it. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the time today, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Interesting stuff. Very, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. We're going to find out about toxic chemicals that you use perhaps on your hardwood floors. You'd be floored at how toxic some of these chemicals can be.
Hey! Good morning, Ron.
There you go, there you go. Andrew Meyer is here. He's CEO of Vermont National Coatings. And Scott Steady joins him as well. Scott, what is your background?
I'm a product manager for UL's Environment Division.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're talking about floor coatings when you have your floors finished and such, and probably also cleaners, I don't know. But now this is interesting because I recently had all my hardwood floors refinished and all that kind of thing, and I was told to get out of town for a period of time. And I thought, okay, that doesn't sound real good, but I did it. Is there a concern that we're not necessarily aware of as a consumer?
Well, I think it's...
Go ahead, Scott. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that your contractor, you know, advised you to get out of the area. And, you know, there's some debate about how long you should stay away and how long those chemicals continue to emit. Mm-hmm. From the flooring, even after it's you know, dry to the touch, there's still a residual smell, and the smell is chemicals. And so the new UL research that we released this week starts to really take a scientific look at those chemicals and how long will they emit. And, and you know, for certain technologies, you can enter the home very quickly after coating. And for others, you know, there may never be good indoor air quality in the home again. So there are definitely some potential hazards in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty much told to get out until the floor is dry, and once they're dried, everything will be fine. But yeah, there was still a pretty good smell in there for quite a period of time.
Ron, Andrew Meyer here.
Yes,
this UL study found that less than 17% of the floor products that are sold to consumers are considered safe. So if, you know, where you're exposed to wood floors can be in schools, gyms, your home, your workplace. So as you just noted, there's a pretty likely hood that you're going to be exposed to these dangerous chemicals
So,
in one of those locations. And to have to move out of your house because of that,
I guess that
that's a dangerous sign.
Yeah, that should have been a red flag. But fortunately, I had it done in the summer where I can open the windows. I can't imagine if it was the winter, that would have been probably very harmful to me, I guess, come to think of it.
Yeah, and you know what's harmful? It's not just the smell, it's what's emitting from
smell
and the VOCs.
Sure.
And within that, you can some of these products, which have been noted in this UL study, have carcinogens, mutagens, repotoxins, all can have long-term health impacts. And with a lot of these floor coatings that emit those things, you have an initial off-gas, but it can continue to off-gas for several months.
Whoa.
So keep those windows open.
Oh, man. Okay. Now, are there treatments for the floor that are more acceptable, that don't have as many chemicals in it, that are on the range of, okay, not wonderful, but all right?
Yeah, well, Vermont Natural Coatings has produced the technology using whey protein, which is a byproduct of cheese. We use those and create a polymer that displaces a lot of the harsh chemicals. So we have products on the market. There are other water-based products on the market. This UL study found out of the 12 that were researched, two water-based were considered safe. We have a water-based. We have a whey protein component to that with our PolyWhey technology. And our products are safe for and being used in nurseries, to schools, and homes around the country. And if you had used our product on your floor, you could have been in the home while it was being put down, and you wouldn't have. You wouldn't have.
All right. See, now I'm educated.
There are some technologies out there.
So now I'm educated. So if I have to have this done again, I'm going to be asking questions and saying, "What are the alternatives?" Otherwise, maybe I'll find somebody that has a better alternative.
Right, and that's our big challenge is to how we educate the consumers. And what's so good about this UL study is that finally it puts some scientific backing to the things that companies like ours have been saying, that we do have safe alternatives, there are safe products in the market. That's the significance for us to have this study out.
Man, it now it raises all kinds of questions. What if you had an infant in the house or small children? I mean, that's a little more consequential than not.
Fish.
Wow. Okay. Ugh. What about floor cleaners, guys? Are they along the same lines, same composition, or is that a little different?
Well, it's a little different. You know, there are a lot of maintenance products for wood floors that lay down just a little bit of polymer.
Yeah.
And those can have more long-term VOC emissions, similar to a floor coating. But then the cleaners, you know, you apply those quite often. And so they can cause, the chemicals can build up in the air because, you know, depending on how much you use them. And so, you know, other products like the flooring itself, the paint for the walls, you know, everything has some of these VOC emissions, and that's what starts to build up in the home. And so... UL has a certification called Green Guard certification to help consumers and professional purchasers, architects and designers find low emitting products through our Green Guard certification.
How could a contractor not know that what they're doing is hazardous when they're dealing with these toxins every single day? The guys that did my house didn't wear masks. I've never seen that being done. So, I mean, how can they be, is the product why would they push that a toxic product if something else is available?
Well, Ron, we work with contractors every day, yeah. And it's an education process. We've got contractors who have used the same product for years and years.
They got a deal going.
Comfortable with it.
Comfortable, and they got a
product.
Deal.
Yeah. And they've got a deal. And you know what we've worked with contractors. We actually have an employee who's been working with us for a number of years who had cancer due to his exposure to the products that he was using, and he's recovered. And he's the best advocate out there who's talking to younger floor contractors to tell them about the dangers. But you're not going to hear the dangers from the people who are selling the products.
No, you never do.
And that's sort of the shift that we need. We never do. So that's the shift, and having scientific research behind it is very helpful. And we hope now that we can start to educate and have consumers be able to find the information that they can make these safer decisions on. Because I think people are used to, they assume that a lot of the products in their home are safe. Paints. People feel safe about paints now. But there's a lot of different categories.
Yeah, I mean,
as floor coatings, which people don't think about.
If I have a contractor, to me, that's a professional. They know what they're doing. They know what the best product is, and that's what I would believe to be the case. All right. I'm glad you're doing radio and things like that. You should be on the front page of newspapers too. Under the circumstances, how long has Andrew? How long has this product been available? This water soluble, water based.
Well, our Polyway technology was developed at the University of Vermont through a group of functional food scientists,
right.
And we've been selling on the market since 2008. And have a number of places you can purchase it around the country. Also available on our website, VermontNaturalCoatings.com, and we're also available on Amazon.
All right, now I know what to ask for, but thanks. And again, the website.
Our website is VermontNaturalCoatings.com.
Okay, great. And Scott, thanks for your background and helping us understand just how dangerous this can be, and probably many other things as well that we're not aware of. But tackling this subject matter is good. Okay, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye bye. Well, thank you to everybody who participated in the poll today. What? What are you talking about? You mean who participated in the show today? You want to thank your guests. Isn't that what you're saying, Ron? I guess I am saying that. I am also demonstrating how it's possible to talk to yourself, especially when you make mistakes and try to correct yourself. Beware of that. Don't do that publicly. That would be shameful and awful. In the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow with another program. Until then, I wish you peace.